This digital recording comes from the New Energy Times Archive.
Hello? Hi, Dr. Shapiro. This is Stephen Krivit. I'm the editor of New Energy Times. I'm writing about the fusion work you did at Oak Ridge in 2001. Do you have a moment?
A moment, please.
Oh, thank you. And to help me be accurate, is it okay for me to record?
Fine with me.
Okay. Back in 2001, you were attempting to confirm and disconfirm the Taliarkin Group experiment, and you brought in your own neutron detector into their laboratory. It was the engineering, I forget the name of the laboratory, but you brought your own neutron detector in there and you tried to observe data. What I don't understand is in your PRL paper that you published a year later, you said that we have repeated the experiment of Taliarkin, and I'm trying to understand what you meant by repeated. You have repeated the experiment.
We left his detector and added our detector. We had both detectors in.
I missed the word that you left. You had. Oh, you left
it. Yes, we left his detector in, which is where he did it, but we added our detector. What happened is he bought a detector for me, which I told him was not a neutron detector, it was a plastic detector. It was a detector that detects also neutrons, but it's mostly gammas, charged particles, anything. And that's how we published his first results. And I didn't initiate it. I was asked by the lab director,
Lee Redinger,
to confirm, the associate director, confirm.
Was that Lee Redinger?
No, he was not the lab. It was no, I forgot his name because I'm not working for him anymore.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Chana, את זוכרת את השם של מי שהיה, ביקש ממני לעשות את הניסוי? Anyway, this I thought not really Redinger. He was not me ביקש ממני לעשות את האקספרימנט. אתה זוכר זה היה אסושיאט דירקטור? לא רדינג'ר. זה אסושיאט דירקטור שלנו, מי זה היה? לא, okay. If you don't remember, then don't remember, but that's okay. All right, I don't remember.
That's a minor point. Okay.
Yeah, it's a minor point.
So you were asked.
So he had he asked me to confirm the experiment.
Yes.
They were interested in going. First, they asked me to review the paper, a copy of the paper that he wrote.
Yes.
And I was one of the reviewers.
Yes.
And it just didn't hold water.
So you brought
so
in.
They asked me how much time would it take to do a good experiment to look at neutrons. Roberto, the name was Roberto.
Okay.
Jim Roberto.
Roberto.
Okay. Anyway.
So
he asked me. Jim Roberto asked me, how long would it take you to do a good experiment, experiment to detect neutrons, and clean away anything else that could have happened.
Yes.
And, and make sure that it's not neutrons from the neutron source and things like this.
Yes.
I said, I did an experiment at Brookhaven, it will take me about a year to get the setup right. So I said, okay, you have 3 months, and together with Taliarkin, you should repeat the experiment.
Okay.
So essentially, Taliarkin set it up. The only thing I brought my own neutron detector that I told him to add to the setup. That's all.
Okay. Did you have anything to do with designing or constructing the experiment?
Sure. I had to modify the experiment a lot. Because what he did in experiment, he did continuous exposure. And if you know, he used the neutron source.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
yeah.
when
neutron source wait a minute. Neutron source makes a lot of neutrons in case you don't know.
Yes. TNG.
Right?
TNG.
exactly. And what happens is, what I modified was the data acquisition. I shut it off. So I, when he had the pulse on the PNG, on the neutron detector, on neutron generator, I shut off the data acquisition for 10 microseconds and then started it. And that was the main difference. This way, I eliminated the first large burst of neutrons that came out.
So they, when you went in...
And that's what I wrote down. If you read the paper, you can read it.
So I've read several of the papers. I know you... things.
I didn't write several. I wrote one paper.
Oh, the one paper. Yeah, I have some of the... I have some of the
other papers. I
have some of the internal reports too. So I know that according to the reports I have, two times I think the setup didn't work. But on July 24 is when everything finally worked, and you were in there for in the afternoon. And
that's right. Because what didn't work was he couldn't get the cavitation. He said it was. He had to tell me when he had the cavitation the way he wanted it.
Okay. And
that means, to me, that was the time I would do the measurement,
and
not before.
And was this on an experiment that he constructed or you constructed?
I told you, it's, again, an experiment that we constructed together, in a sense. He did the whole, he said he had the cavitation set up, his detector set up, everything. I added the neutron detector and the data acquisition to where it shuts off for 10 seconds after the neutron detector. These are the main differences. Do you want me to tell you again?
No. No, thank you.
Okay.
I like your sense of humor. All right. Okay, I think I got it clear. If I have any follow-up questions, can I shoot you an email?
Sure, you can do it.
What's your current email, please?
Well, the lab, it's shapira.d@ornl.gov.
Okay. I think I have that, but, okay, so you still check that then?
Yeah, from time to time, not very often.
I know the old-fashioned way of writing.
I don't want to give my personal email because I don't want to be bothered with it, really.
Okay. If I have a follow-up question,
I was asked to do it. I didn't volunteer to do it. I wasted a year on the analysis and the write-up and setting up the experiment. As far as I was concerned, it was a waste of a year of my time. I didn't get a great thank you, but that's okay.
Oh.
I did what I thought was right.
Oh.
And I was required to do it. I couldn't tell the lab associate director, no, I'm not going to read the paper. No, I'm not going to do the experiment. That was not my choice. And I think the lab, the associate director did the right thing.
Oh.
Because as it turns out, I think, I wouldn't say that there is or no, I don't talk about the effect. My question, did we see it? No, we didn't.
Yeah.
That's all. If someone else saw it, fine.
Okay.
They'll have to prove it to me or to anyone, not to me. I'm not a stakeholder. I don't deal with fusion energy.
Yeah.
I deal with neutron measurements. I deal with the measurements of power charge. But I'm good at nuclear measurements.
Ah.
That's my expertise.
Ah, very good. When
when
did you retire from ORNL?
Oh, I was laid off July last year.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time.
Okay.
But thank you very much for helping me fill in some gaps in the history. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sure.
Bye.